Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 13, we're all going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ as believers. And Paul is writing about that time where we're going to stand as believers before Jesus Christ at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. And Paul writes these words. Verse number 12, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse number 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, may be made known, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And that the fire shall try every man's work of what short sort it is. And that's another study for another day. But Jesus compares himself here to the church at Thyatira. I have eyes of fire. In other words, he has the eyes of judgment. He's looking upon this church and other churches, and he says, I know your works. He knows not just what you're doing, he knows why you're doing it. And we're going to look at that in just a minute. I know what's going on. I have eyes of fire. And then he says, and my feet are like fine brass. And we know that fine brass back in the day was the purest and the strongest of any metal known to man at that day. So it talked about not just Jesus, not just talked about his deity, not just talked about his deity and his judgmental, how he's a judge, but yet it speaks of, I just lost my train of thought. I'm hurting down here in the back. That's why I can't preach this morning. I start hurting again. Kyle, you can take all this out on my radio broadcast. Pardon me. Right. His feet are like fine brass. It's talking about his strength. He's omnipotent. The omnipotent of God. Now, let me move on. Verse number 19. I know thy works, and thy charity, and thy service, and thy faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Now, it's interesting. Have it down here. I want to give you this outline, and we'll move on. He says, I know thy works. He says this to all the seven churches. First of all, he sees that they're a laboring church. When he says, I know your works, they're a laboring church. If you're taking notes, this is, you remember, there's an outline for every one of these seven churches. There's an approval of the church. Then there's the accusation of the church. Then there's the admonition to the church, how they can correct their problems or whatever it is. Well, this is the approval of the church. You're doing some good things, okay? As a matter of fact, that's good advice to all of us. When we go to want to try to help somebody, encourage somebody, start with building them up and say, hey, man, there's some great things going on in your life, and these are some good things. And then, but let's see if we can correct some problems. That's what Jesus did. In all these seven different letters, he started out with the good things when he says, you're a laboring church. In other words, they were ministering to others. Then he also said that the charity, they were a loving church. They were a laboring church. They were a loving church. Not only did they minister one to another, they cared one for another. And they were also a loyal church when he said that their service, I know thy works, thy charity, and your service. They were a loyal church. They were dependable and reliable on each other. Hey, this sounds like a great church, man. It sounds like a church I want to be part of. Kind of like the church at Ephesus. Man, they were growing and going, and that's what this church sounds like. You want to be a part. They were laboring, they were loving, they were loyal, and then they were long-suffering. When it says, I know your patience, the word patience means they could stand up under the pressures of the things that were happening in their lives of that day of the work. Because remember, they were guilds and unions, and it's difficult to make a living because of the pressures of Christianity of that time. But anyway, he says, I know your patience. They were a laboring church, a loving church, a loyal church, and a long-suffering church. It sure looked good on the outside. But look at verse number 19. I don't want to leave this out. And the last to be more than the first. What does that mean? That means that what you're doing now is even more than when you began. So they're growing in their love and their labors. They're not backing up. It's growing and growing. Don't you want every church to be that way? Well, quickly, I wanted to contrast between Ephesus, who is the careless church, and Thyatira, who's the corrupted church. They both are doing some wonderful things on the outside that people would look in that. They were busy and laboring and loving, and they were growing. Well, Ephesus was, remember the church when Jesus said, you've lost your first love. Thyatira, on the other hand, said, you've increased in love. What a contrast. Where in Ephesus, they were strong holding the doctrine. In other words, they wouldn't allow false teachers to come in their church, but they were lacking of love. You know, you've lost your first love and all. Where Thyatira, man, they were strong in love, but yet they were allowing false teachers to come in. What a contrast. Where if Ephesus was weak in love, but faithful to judge false teachers. They would not allow false doctrine coming into their church. However, Thyatira was strong in love, but they were tolerant of false teachers. Both extremes must be avoided. I wrote this, I want to share this with you. Unloving orthodoxy, which would be Ephesus. Man, they had the doctrine down straight. Man, they were Baptists through and through, but they lost their first love. Unloving orthodoxy and loving compromise. That was the church at Thyatira. They loved people and loved one another. And Jesus said, man, there's more than the last. You're loving more and more. It's growing. But they allowed false doctrine in their church. So unloving orthodoxy and loving compromise are both sinful to God. On the surface, the church was strong and flourishing. If a stranger would come in, he would be impressed with their abounding energy, their love for one another, and their liberality. But something essential was missing. The pure doctrine had become corrupted. And there are so many churches, and not just Baptist churches. You know why a lot of mega churches and other churches, they're just growing and growing and growing and growing and growing? Because, man, they're loving people. They're loving them. And amen and amen for that. That's what was happening here at Thyatira. They were loving people, but because they're getting so many, they compromised their doctrine for the sake of unity. Now I'm going to say something and I'm going to move on. Okay. Yes, no, should I? Okay. We could compromise on some things and our church would be busting at the seams. Y'all remember just a few years ago, we had a whole bunch of people come to this church and they wanted to join, but they didn't like our stand on the Lord's Supper. I'm just giving you one instance. We observed the Lord's Supper in what we call church capacity. Most people call it closed communion. Matter of fact, I went with Steve, had a wonderful meeting about a month ago. That was wonderful. We kind of had a little lesson on that. Three types: there's open communion, close communion, and closed communion. Open communion is, it's open to all believers. Anybody and everybody must come. And that's how most believers, most churches today operate. Okay, it's how they most operate. I told you I'd never get through with this lesson. The second one is close communion. That'd be like Baptists, if you're of like faith and order. You could observe the Lord's Supper with us. A lot of our Baptist people would be that way. Okay. I believe Bible teaches, and again, another day we'll have lessons on this. We've had it in the past. We'll do it again. What the Bible teaches is closed communion is for the church members only, and to that is faithful church members. Okay? Now, people call it closed, but I turn it on and say it's open to all who qualify. Lord, don't close it to nobody if you're qualified. If you're a faithful church member, man, come. And anyway, because of that, because we hold to that there's a lot of people who refuse to come to this church. Matter of fact, they started a church. I can't throw a baseball that far. If I shot a gun and there had a clear shot, a rifle, and had a clear shot, and I shouldn't say this, it goes on broadcast, I could hit that building.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.